Season opener tonight. I'm thinking the NFL's kind of pissed. That didn't even hit on me until today, Sam. And we're going to talk Survivor coming up in about 20 minutes as this line goes from 6.5, 7 all summer to now 8, 8.5. Some offshores posting a 9. It is the largest point spread of the week. The NFL did not want the largest point spread of the week to be the season opener. I know people are going to watch no matter what, but I've got to think that Goodell was kind of pissed at what happened, because now, look, people are going to watch, but it loses a little bit of it. The conversation turns to, is this a blowout? Is this a Survivor play because they're the biggest favored, even though it's a divisional matchup that we get to start the season between the Eagles and Cowboys tonight?
I threw the Eagles out in my Survivor conversations, and I got immediate pushback, which is fine. A lot of people want to save the Eagles because the Eagles are one of the highest power-rated teams in the NFL. But also think about Thanksgiving week. Who plays on Black Friday? Eagles-Bears. So there's a lot of that. People want to save Philly for that eventual blowout, you would think, assuming everybody's healthy. The Eagles should win that game. I mean, the Eagles would be a massive favorite at home against the Bears. But I thought, yeah, let's go Philly. Let's get that first domino out of the way. Nope. Pushback on every front on Philly Survivor Week 1.
I get it, and we will talk about that coming up in about 15 minutes on our favorite Survivor plays of the week. But, yeah, the perception is it won't be all that competitive. And if we look at the betting market now, we are sitting here. Let me move it back because I checked. I was looking at the team totals. We're sitting still 8, 8.5, correct?
Yeah, 8.5s are starting to come down, though. So yes. What the books were doing, they were trying to push it as far as they could to see how much it would take to get some buyback. And we discussed yesterday there were some 9s in the market. The 9s are all gone. I don't see a single 9 on my screen. And now the 8.5s are becoming -105 to lay the favorite. So your 8.5 dog is now -115. 8.5 always felt like it was a little high, which I actually just told Chelsea and Jenks during Crosstalk. I said, that feels a little bit big at 8.5. Now, that's not to say that I'm in love with this Dallas side, but this number in the summer was 6.5 and maybe the occasional 7 scattered across the board. Then Parsons gets traded, and we go to 7 everywhere and a couple 7.5s late last week. Suddenly, Monday, Tuesday, we're 8, 8.5, 9, and nothing changed. Nothing really changed. Now, Ed Sammons at the Westgate was saying that it's a lot to do with teasers because people had a really good run last year, especially in Vegas, making those 6-point teasers, teasing favorites down. I don't think we chronicled enough last year how great the favorites did ATS in the NFL. Well, if they were covering the number, they were certainly covering the teaser number when you move that 6 points down. So it finally felt like early this morning, you got that game day push, limits are high, the 9s are gone, the 8.5s are coming back. I think this is going to close 8, Philly -8. That's my best guess.
Okay, so I think you're right that the market did kind of settle down. We were looking at a handful of 9s throughout the show yesterday, and that is coming back a little bit. But offshore, there are a couple of 9s at this moment if you are interested in taking +9. Joe O. Sammy P., this is BetSweats, BetMGM Network, and we are live on X. Typically not live on X in the first hour of the show, but we're changing things up. Expanded coverage today with the start of the NFL season. Make sure you're following the show on X. Bet_sweats. Sam is at SB Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski. All right, total sitting 47.5. It means very little, but just out of curiosity, I started to look at these ever since the league started to try to get these big games together for the Thursday in week number 1 to get the season started, and lower scoring than expected in many of them, but a lot of them closer games. You'll remember last year, Kansas City wins by a touchdown over Baltimore, 27-20. 2 years ago, big surprise. And, you know, that impacted Survivor a little bit. KC was favored by, I want to say it was around a touchdown, and Detroit pulls off the upset in week number one. Dan Campbell gets it done. That was a low-scoring affair, 21-20. A few years ago, there was a blowout, the Bills over the Rams. Also, remember very close the last time Dallas was in this game, Tampa Bay, Brady and company, 31-29. They were massive favorites in this game. So if the Cowboys were to hang and even cover the point spread, that would not be foreign to this game. Like we've seen in recent years where this is around a touchdown, maybe just north of a touchdown, and everybody's thinking favorite, 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 and then that dog is hanging around. I've talked a lot about how I expect Dak to have a big season. Statistically, that was before all the Parsons stuff, but that's not going to impact things tonight. I like the way Dak bounces back after injuries. I will say that in the last few season openers, he has come out of the gates very slow. Each of the last 3 years, he's thrown for well under 200 passing yards. So you wonder if he's going to have it coming out of the gates here. A new weapon in Pickens, that's going to be fun to watch. The Cowboys are going to be an over team. I'm just not sure they're going to be an over team in week number one.
There's a lot of questions I have about Dallas's defense, obviously. Hot take. Micah Parsons is gone. Can they get off the field on third and manageable? When it's third and four, third and five, can they get the stops? I don't know that answer yet. And anybody saying they do is lying. Because for years, they've had number 11, their superstar edge guy, who can do basically anything and line up anywhere. I'm inclined to think that they're going to struggle with that. I also think Dak might throw the ball 45 times today.
Mm-hmm.
So those two things sort of line up toward an over. I don't really get too crazy, though, with these week one total bets because there are a lot of question marks that I have. But you do notice now we're at 47.5 and 48. We have crossed through a very key 47 number. And that's money. It's money that has driven that through. So, look, at 47, I thought it was a decent bet. At 47.5, 48, I just don't like it as much. So the total's a pass for me. But those are the things I'll be watching for. I'll be very curious to see if the Dallas defense on third and five can get off the field. If they can't, this is probably a game where we see Philly control the rock and have the time of possession in their favor, like 38-22. It's very possible. Because if Dallas can't get off the field, Philly's going to lean on their bread and butter. Offensive line, run the ball. And if that's the case, we're talking about an under. But look, there's a lot of things I want to see tonight. Believe it or not, I am not loaded to the gills on Thursday Night Football. I haven't even made a bet yet on the game. Now, we'll get there by the end of the show. But to think that I'm just like guns blazing day one, game one, ain't happening.
Now you've got me thinking about Dak pass attempts, 36.5. Could very well get into the 40s. That would make a lot of sense with the potential game script of over a touchdown. On the Eagles side, I don't believe him for a second, but Nick Sirianni says he didn't know it was banner night. Oh, you win the Super Bowl. You have the parade. You have all offseason celebrating the Super Bowl victory. And you don't know that game number one. By the way, you're starting the season because you won the championship, Nick. Oh, you didn't know it was banner night. Don't care. We're not going to be out there. He says we're not going to be out there. Okay. Doesn't know it's ring night, banner night. You know, when we grew up, Sam, and Jordan's winning championships, this was a bet against spot. I'm not saying it's a bet against spot with the Eagles, but it is a thing. And sometimes players do get distracted a little bit, understandably so. Was it – Paul would know. They were getting booed after the last, during the last banner night, right? They win the Super Bowl, they come back, we win, and they get booed because of the poor play. There he is.
Paul's got the Eagles hat locked and loaded.
Kelly Green, Eagles hat. I don't know if they're even wearing Kelly Green tonight. They should, though. Yeah, they definitely got booed. Was it because, I mean, it wasn't before the game, I don't think. It's not out of the realm of possibility. But yeah. We're on to, what year is it? 2025, which I think is stupid. Enjoy the game. But it is Dallas. Dallas goes up. It's going to be Boo Birds and Joe G tomorrow. I don't know about Nick Sirianni anymore. You know, last time they won a Super Bowl, the head coach was gone in 2 years. Can't wait.
Yeah.
It is crazy, though, how the narrative has changed on the coaching staff. Because this time last year,
in a year,
people were out on Sirianni. Mm-hmm. People thought the Philly defense could not be fixed. There were questions about Barkley. Wild to me that they are now an 8.5 point favorite week number one. Now, from a power rating standpoint, it makes sense. And Dallas just lost its best defensive player. But I think these two teams are tighter than 8 points. And that's with home field. I think my true number is, let's see, 6.9 in the game. So not far off, but my numbers would indicate that anything north of 7 is a decent bet. Not a great bet, not a lock, not a layup, none of that. But this number feels a little high because of a lot of variables around Philly. Well, they just won the championship. Now they're going to run it back. Now they're the number one team in football, Super Bowl favorite. That's all baked into the line, all of it.
Yeah, they went – I was just looking at that game. It's against Washington, and they're down 17-0 in the second quarter. So that's when the Boo Birds came out on banner night following the Super Bowl. So I don't think that's going to happen. But, you know, as far as should this be north of a touchdown, the Cowboys have their quarterback. You know, I know it's Parsons, but at least they got Kenny Clark on the other side. What you can say about Eberflus' defense is I'm not saying they're going to shut down Saquon, but that's what they're going to be geared up to do to try to limit him as much as possible. We've talked a lot about Saquon this offseason, almost 500 touches last season. The depth, I'm very concerned about the lack of depth. Now, I expect that to impact them later on in the year. Whether you talk about the D-line or the secondary, I'd point to the secondary even more. On the D-line, they lose Sweat. They lose Milton Williams. In the secondary, Slay, Gardner Johnson, Isaiah Rogers, Bryce Huff. There's a lot of bodies that are gone. And once those injuries start to set in, that could hurt them in the second half of the season. Now with a fresh Saquon, with the secondary that's rested and healthy, I'm not concerned about it tonight, but big picture, maybe a little bit later on. The Saquon number, 93.5 rushing yards, Sam. $1.85 for an anytime touchdown. We know the public's going to bet on Saquon. Are you considering anything with him?
No, I'm not. If I was looking at any props tonight, I would look at the DAC number for attempts because I do think I threw out 45 as a possibility. Now the number's 36.5, so I'm being a little dramatic given the fact that the market is hanging steady at 36.5, but that feels a little light. And if you go to your touchdown market, look at the market for first touchdown score. Look at the top 8 guys. A lot of Eagles on there, Joe. Yeah. A lot of Eagles on there. Okay. I'm just saying, if you're willing to take a Cowboy that you like, especially down the board, big old prices on Dallas guys to score the first touchdown of the game.
Okay, let me take a look because there is a Cowboy I like in the prop market. I was not thinking touchdown. I was thinking yardage. But now out of curiosity, I've got to take a look. See, look what you're doing to me. First touchdown, we've got 19-1, Jake Ferguson.
Ooh! Didn't take much. All you had to do was look.
19-1. That's the guy that I'm taking a look at tonight. 33.5 receiving yards. I like that. Eagles gave up the 7th most receiving yards to the tight end position. I think Dak's going to end up looking for him. If it's a blowout game, he's still probably going to rack up that yardage over the middle of the field throughout the game. So I think that's an interesting prop. I was looking at Lamb is low 70, 71 in the hook. Pickens, low number. Don't know what to expect. First game on the team, 53.5 for him. But I kind of gravitated towards Ferguson as far as that goes.
So I'm on the Lamb side. I'm a big Lamb guy. Lamb to score, I like it plus 150, plus 160. I think that's a good bet. Other books are plus 130. So plus 160 seems nice. Lamb first touchdown, 12-1.
Oh, hello. That's a good number. That's a good. An elite wide receiver one in this league? Oh, yeah. I like that. What's Dak? See, this is what happens.
Dak first touchdown is 50 to 1.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about it. We'll also talk about Survivor. Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.